The Library Book, a collection of essays and stories by various writers, edited by Rebecca Gray. Foreword by Rebecca Gray, read by Darren Edwards.
The Library Book began with a simple idea, to celebrate libraries. As the book took shape, it became clear that the value of public libraries transcends the books on the shelves. Books and stories are lifelines, and libraries house those lifelines, making them available to all. They are important not just for the books, but for the space and freedom they provide, as well as the navigation and advice provided by librarians. I volunteer for a project run by Quaker Homeless Action, a mobile library. One of my colleagues, John, is, in his own words, a poacher turned gamekeeper. John used to borrow books from the library every week. The volunteers always looked forward to seeing him. He's an enthusiastic reader, and we'd always have a good chat about the books he'd read and what he might read next. Now he has a home, and he volunteers almost as often as he used to borrow books. Many of the people who visit us at the mobile library know John, and he's become a bit of a draw. People come to the library to say hello, have a catch-up, and often they'll end up borrowing a book too. It's perhaps surprising that about half the books we lend are returned. Not a bad statistic, given that most of our borrowers are itinerant. John says it's a symbol of trust that when you're on the streets and someone lends you a book, it builds your confidence and becomes an emotional investment. We've had books returned, carefully wrapped in protective plastic, so that they've stayed dry when the person who read them is soaking wet from the winter weather. Sometimes, though they have nothing of their own, our readers donate the books they've been given elsewhere to be added to our library. For many of us,